putting on your Half Price Books hat, can you talk a little bit about the kinds of promotions that you guys did this year and what kind of results they brought, mobile, social, otherwise, just sort of in general?
Okay, we have...
Or are you doing this year, I should say?
No, we are all over it. Half Price Books is this kind of cult brand, and we are funky and wonderful, and our customers love us, and they will scour around looking for a great, you know, 99-cent book in our store. And so we really play off that because we have... our employees are called bibliomaniacs because they love books and they're crazy about books, and we try to capitalize on that. We had one of our Halloween social media we put on our Facebook was, you know, which do you like better, zombies or aliens? And you basically, you know, by your vote, you downloaded either a zombie coupon or a alien coupon, and you brought it to our store, and you know, you'd get 10% off. But it was, you know, just, I mean, any kind of fun, creative, clever thing, that's what we try to do with our social media because we know our brand. Our customers want to know the top 40 books that you should read before you die, the top 40 all-time best kids books, what we found out is that we ask a question on social media, and that's better. That's because then your customers will answer you. You know, we want feedback. We want them to tell us the top 10 all-time best reads in their life, and then we put this list together, and then we turn around and we share the list. And it's amazing. I mean, we are picked up on mommy blogs. We are picked up in blogs all over because people want to know what to read, and we are reading experts. And I think that each retailer has to understand that they are an expert in what, and if you sell kitchenwares, well, you're an expert on that. So what can you offer in your social media or your promotions to, you know, position yourself in that role? Because what we have found is that it's picked up. It's picked up by bloggers. It's picked up, you know, people share. We can see what's shared with their friends, and it's when we are recommending something and when we give them a little bit of added information about it. So I think that, you know, we are different than Amazon, and we have to prove that we're different than Amazon, and that's why we have, you know, we only have 125,000 Facebook fans, but we work with every one of them. We want to, you know, communicate with every one of them, and they're very, very active and very, very involved in the brand, and we capitalize on that. We, for Black Friday, we had the first 100 people in line got a $5 gift card and a drawing for a $100 gift card. Well, that's really a low-priced promotion, realistically, you know, $5 gift card. We had, you know, and we didn't open before 7 a.m. on Friday. At every store, we had a couple of 100 people in line. And wow. I'm like, it's only for a $5 gift card.
Right.
But it was, you know, but we were on some blogs about it. We got our information that we had a Black Friday promotion going on was out there.
Mm-hmm.
We had coffee and donuts for everyone in line. The people start lining up, you know, by 6. And we just wanted to be part of the whole Black Friday experience because what people do is, like, they, you know, their whole families would come to our store because they would have already been to the Best Buys or the Targets at 4 in the morning or the night before, and they'll come to us as just in their whole shopping, you know.
Right,
part
experience. Of their shopping day, right.
Yeah, so we know that we get a little bit of it, and we get some brand and recognition because of it, but it's not like we're giving away the store. And I think that's what retailers have to understand. There's some things you can do that doesn't give away the store that generates excitement and puts you on some certain blog lists and puts you in some, you get on some websites, you know, some media websites, information websites about, you know, what's going on. And I think that, you know, you have to understand that, you know, people are spending more money than ever online. I mean, it's, you know, and then on their mobile device. And so they, you know, you have to be there. You have to rethink everything you do. If you're sitting there waiting for your customer to come in, you're going to be waiting a long time.
That's interesting, the information you offered about content marketing, because I feel like that's going to be a hot thing this year, sort of getting onto the blogs and, you know, using your, using innovative informational ways to get folks involved in your brand. So I think that's interesting as well. So for the last question, what are some retail e-commerce trends that you could think that you could let our listeners know about for 2013? I mean, is there anything that that's going to be keeping these folks up at night?
They got to figure out how they can do mobile, because mobile is the hottest growing thing, and it's because these tablets, it's not, I mean, I was ordering slacks for my son Thanksgiving weekend. We were out in the country. I was ordering it on my iPhone, and I spent $200. I mean, you have to make it easy for me to do it, and you have to, I mean, that's where everyone's going. That's just like saying, you know, just the same way you said years ago, do I need a website? Yes, you need a website. Do I need a mobile device? Yes, you need a mobile website. I mean,
right.
The answer is yes, and you just need to get to that position as soon as possible. I mean, I think that smartphones are, you know, compared to regular phones, there's just everyone has one and everyone's going to it, and the people with the money to spend have these technology and they use them, and you need to be there. If that's, you know, if that's your customer, then you have to be ahead of the customer, and you have to be, you know, I think what's nice about the technology is, though, that because now they can find their location of a store easier, now they can, you know, we have QR codes, and we actually did this real fun promotion with, we celebrate Banned Books Week, like other retail, and like other bookstores do.
And I'm sorry, what is that week?
Banned Books.
Which books?
Banned, B-A-N-N-E-D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Banned Books. I'm sorry, we celebrate Banned Books Week, and that's where it's basically this, we celebrate, you know, anti-censorism and the freedom of expression and freedom to read. Well, we run this radio spot. We're running a radio spot for it, and in the radio spot, we mentioned different books that have been banned, and one of them is The Joy of Sex, just, you know, along with the Bible and along with, you know, Oliver Twist and a lot of different other books, fabulous books of our in our lifetime. But we mentioned this one book, The Joy of Sex, and we had a Christian radio station that refused to run the spot because of what we mentioned in it. So, of course, we played off that. And we were able to, because we believe in the freedom of, you know, expression, we had signs in the store, and if you had a smartphone, you could go, and we had QR codes where you can actually listen to the band spot.
That's great.
So, but it was
really
very
innovative.
Timely. Yeah, but it was timely, and it was fun, and it was taking advantage of something. But because technology, we were able to get, you know, a sign in all of our stores, you know, across the country quick. We just put them in a Dropbox, and they print them out, and they put them up in the stores, and there's a QR code, and at the corporate end, we just, you know, loaded up the radio spot, and we were able to tie into a very current event very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the great thing about mobile devices and smartphones, I mean, just, and tablets and all of it. And when you see statistics retailers have to understand, when you see mobile, they don't mean just your phone. They really do mean tablets as well, which are huge,
right.
which is a different consumer than myself with my iPhone. And so when I just afraid, because I had to explain it to somebody one time, because they were like, well, my phone. I said, no, it's not your phone. It's your phone and your tablets. And, you know, my mother has a tablet. She can't figure out a computer, but she can figure out a tablet. So it's actually a different customer. And it's still a very relevant customer with a lot of discretionary income to spend.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. You have to think about it. It's not just one sweeping issue. It's a variety. I mean, there's texting, there's iPads, there's phones, there's, you know, a lot of issues around it. So I think that's good advice for the listener, that they really need to be on top of it, you know, in 2013. It's sort of, I think it's going to be you're going to be expected to be up to date on mobile, I think, in 2013. So great. Well, I think that's probably all we have time for. So I want to thank you so much, Kathy, for your great insight and your energy and excitement about the retail space. And till next time, let's talk again.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.